And today we are talking about Boone Community Theater and a new season. And gosh, away we go.
A lot to do.
Susan Eric's here. John P's here. Good to have you here.
Oh, good to be here.
We've had John here for doing characters in several different productions.
That's true.
And Susan, you've done characters and directed and everything else. And I think you have one that you have coming up where you're going to have auditions the end of the month.
We are. We're going to do Jekyll and Hyde the Musical. Which, lest you think that's light, fair, it is not.
Okay.
Jekyll and Hyde is a real dark story, obviously. And in fact, we're kind of warning parents that 16 and over might be appropriate for this show. But, you know, we're not going to block anybody who wants to bring their young person with them. But yeah, Jekyll and Hyde is...
That's the production itself, not until November.
That's correct. It'll be November 13, 14, 15, 20, 21, 22, with 22 being a matinee.
Okay. So the big thing we have, though, is the 50th anniversary. That's what we're starting with. That's really the big push is the 50th anniversary for Boone Community Theater.
We've been around for most of it, you and I.
Well, yes, we have. And hard to believe that when you think back, well, it was there, kind of waned a little bit, came back, kind of waned again, kind of came back.
Well, Mary Mabee was there and Mary held Mabee it up for a long time. Yeah. And then when Mary left town, and then I sort of took her place and piece of it.
Had a little more. We've had a lot of people participate over the years and a lot of production. So let's talk a little bit about the extravaganza that you're going to have. John, do you want to kind of review a little bit about what we're talking about here, what the plan is? It's kind of a celebration of what's been done by community theater.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's fantastic. It's going to be an extravaganza is what the sheet said.
That's right.
Oh, boy, we've got scenes from Don't Drink the Water, Barefoot in the Park, I Do, Godspell, Fantastics, Fiddler, Bully, Miracle Worker, Gilligan's Island, Plaza Suite, Fantastics, Narnia, Spamalot, Pirates of Penzance, and it just goes on and on and on. And it's Friday night, Saturday night, September 12th and 13th.
Saturday afternoon.
Saturday afternoon, 6 o'clock on the Friday night and 1 p.m. on Saturday. So it'll be fun for everybody to come.
Gosh, yes.
So we've got all kinds of actors coming back. Kelly and Nick, we've got a bunch of people coming back to do. We're Mike Terwilliger. How do you Terwilliger? To Mike.
Mike.
Terwilliger.
Terwilliger.
Who was Teviot when we did Fiddler on the Roof.
We just have a bunch of people coming back.
So in the thing is that what you will see is, I'm going to say, kind of more of a variety presentation, isn't it?
Yep.
Yes, absolutely.
Michelle Levi's been building this. And again, part of the challenge, I'm guessing, is getting the people that were in here originally. Are you willing to come back and reprise that role for a short? You don't have to do the whole thing, but just a short segment just to bring back the memories to everybody.
And everybody who could is going to be here. Lynn and Larry Latta are down in San Antonio, and I talked to them, and they were just heartbroken that they absolutely probably couldn't be up here for it, because it would have been great to have them up here, too.
Mm-hmm. So how is it all coming together? So far, seems to be pretty good. That people that have been kind of, you mentioned Mike, Sir Willoughby, Fiddler on the Roof, and... I mean, he was pretty excited to have
when I called him to ask him, he just was kind of beside himself. He said, oh, my gosh, yes, I would love to do that. And what fun it's going to be to have him back on stage. And he hasn't been on our new stage yet. In fact, many of the people coming back haven't been back to our theater, so that'll be fun to show it off, too.
And everything that's coming together there. So,
you know, I do have to mention, I left this one out, but I think it's a special mention. John Hoffman is going to reprise the role of Theodore Roosevelt from Bully.
Yeah.
There's just so many good things here.
I was thinking about that before, you know. You could have... different things going on, and he could just wander back and forth across the stage. The one-man show. And that was so good. And actually, he took that. I mean, I remember after the production, It was easy for Susan to direct that one. But did you direct that?
I did.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was me working with him mostly, and because he would check with me, do you think
what do you
this
think?
Works, and how does this look? And so, but that was great fun to do. And then we put him on back of one of the rail cars.
Yeah, Boone and Scenic Valley.
Boone and Scenic Valley Railroad. To perform part of it.
Oh, how fun. I would love to
see
that.
I mean, just little things like that. Yeah. So, but those are things we did over and above. Pirates of Penzance. We're talking we need a lot of our costuming and stuff like that. How much were, I mean, obviously Michelle is organizing a lot of this, but it is going to require people helping to get set ready, helping to get costumes ready, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's going to take some work.
Well, we have a big costume shop, and we'll be able to re-costume most people fairly easily. And of course, they won't be doing a huge performance, so mm-hmm. they don't need a lot of props and yeah. costumes, but enough to suggest what they're doing. So that'll be fun.
And I heard a rumor that the Pirates of Penzance actually was performed at the First Presbyterian Church.
It was indeed. Yes, it was.
It was.
That makes me... Yay, that stage was being used.
Well, we weren't on the stage. It was in the dining room.
Oh, just in the dining room.
Yeah.
Oh, how fun.
Because we did it in the round.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
All over. Yay. But those are... So, John, you have a couple of, I mean, will you be doing some parts in here? Because
actually, I'm going to be emceeing, or I think we're calling it narrator. I'm going to be the one that kind of keeps the show moving and to kind of let people know who's who and what the scene, you know, just kind of
what this production
little
was.
Quick bits. Don't want to put anybody to sleep.
Yeah. How far back can we go on different productions?
Back to 75.
Okay.
So
that's a ways. That's 50.
we're excited to be able to do this.
So how does this work? Okay, are we having two shows or are two separate shows? What will people see? And first of all, it's the first one's going to be on the 12th, right?
September the 12th, and that'll start at 6 in the evening.
Okay.
And the cost will be $25. I want people to understand that this is the first show of our new season. So mm-hmm. if we didn't charge for this, we'd have a huge hole in our budget for the year. So we will be charging for these. And quite honestly, it's going to be worth the price. And the first night, the $25 charge, we're also going to do hors d'oeuvres, and it'll be like a dinner
sure.
theater kind of thing. So it'll be worth it. And then the next afternoon on the 13th of September, the cost for that, I think, is $15. And it's going to be more of a birthday party kind of celebration. So
sure.
there'll be
some
things to eat.
Come and have cake and ice.
And they're all different. The 2 days are going to be different in
completely
terms of what
different.
Is presented. Yeah.
Yeah. So, again, what will be there probably or on Friday, you won't see on Saturday.
Correct.
Rather likely. So.
That's correct.
And probably the more kid-friendly stuff is going to be, I mean, all of it's kid-friendly. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything that any, either Friday night or Saturday night, but it seems Saturday is a little more playful than Friday
yeah.
night is how I read the list.
Yeah, best Christmas pageant ever will be that day.
And sure. And you do have a couple of different, some of these were younger people when they were on stage. They're not that young anymore.
Hey, come on. We're all still young.
We're all young at heart. That's right.
All of us are. But I'm talking about some young people that have been on there have grown up.
Sure.
And but, I mean, on some of those productions, that was a few years ago. They might be in high school or...
Well, Ingrid is probably the youngest.
She'd be the youngest, yeah.
When we had her in Matilda, and she and her dad are going to come back and do Miracle Worker with Michelle, so that'll be fun.
Oh, that'll be a good scene.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'll be wonderful. We are so excited about this. It's going to be such a great time, and I'm going to encourage people to come to both. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It is, because you'll see
very different. Yep.
For those that have been to any of the productions, you're going to see a lot of... And, I mean, even if you haven't been to anything in the last couple of years, you're going to see things that were there before.
Absolutely.
That you probably took in.
Absolutely.
Get your friends and neighbors to sign up. Will there be online ticket sales? How do we know how that's going to work? Or I'm guessing potentially as we get a little closer, that'll be set up.
Yeah, and I'd keep an eye on our website, because
mm-hmm.
that's where you'll be able to... Or Or come in if there's somebody at the theater. You can come in.
Oh, sure.
The box office is open when somebody is around. So.
And for the 50th anniversary, it wouldn't be bad to get a brick.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're putting these beautiful ivory-colored bricks on the wall. The smaller ones, are 100.
Well, bigger ones, it's on the website. If you want to do it, go to the website, boonecommunitytheater.org.
.org, yeah.
And once again, there's how to donate a brick, how to support community theater.
You bet.
And that's the big thing, too. Now you've got a bigger home. It's supporting it to keep that home there.
And there's a lot of good dreaming happening for that home. And you know, a lot of that takes
And every
takes
time
fun,
somebody so. Walks in, there's something new that's happening.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And I hope we can get the carpeting down in the lobby because we've already got the carpeting. We just need to get it laid so that the lobby really looks exciting now.
So as we get closer, how's this going to be? Because I'm pretty sure they're going to get people come in and you're going to be doing some quick rehearsals and the short little bits and you'll have to kind of coordinate everything that's going through and... It's going to be busy.
Yeah, August the 18th, we're going to have a run-through have everybody come in and do their little piece so that we know what people are doing and what they need, you know, if they sure. need a prop piece or a costume or something. So
a lot of different productions. So. And, you know, really, I remember when you were doing, six, sometimes eight productions a year? That was...
A lot.
It was.
I can't imagine. Eight productions a year.
And so right now we're into doing our four. This is going to be the big part, the big kickoff for the season, the 50th anniversary for.
We'll do the extravaganza first, then Jekyll and Hyde will be next in the two middle weekends of November.
Okay.
Did we get those audition dates out there?
Yep. 25th and 26th.
Okay.
It'll be, again, in the evening. Mm-hmm. And if they have any questions about what's needed to audition, that's check the website.
Check the website, or you can always give me a call, or Pamela Webster, who will be the music director. And Jekyll and Hyde is a lot of music. That's why we have so much rehearsal time, because the first 2 weeks they're just going to rehearse the music for it.
It'll be. Yeah, preparation, information, everything is available for the auditions coming up on 25th and 26th.
Just want to, well, there will be 18 parts, so there are...
You have space.
We have space for newbies and folks to come in that have a lot of experience. Obviously, whoever plays Jekyll / Hyde will have to have some experience and an amazing voice, and so...
And there's a couple of gals that have amazing voices.
Yeah, there are a couple of women parts that are, you know, one is his wife and one is his street harlot girlfriend. And so, and then those two women have amazing parts to sing. So,
You're looking for some people with some skills.
We are. And if you can't sing, I mean, we can dub in a few people who don't have the singing voices, you know. You know, you can hum along or move your mouth or something if you're not comfortable singing.
We'll make it work.
Yeah, it'll work.
So you've got some flexibility with what you have set up, what you can do. So
you bet.
So and again, the performance is not until November, so it gives you more time to get ready and stuff like that.
You bet.
Of course, school back, so yeah.
It'll be on us before we know it.
Yeah.
It goes fast once you start rehearsing.
People are going to be amazed by this show. I saw it on Broadway with the original guy, and it was stunning. And I expect this one to be stunning, too. You know?
There you go.
Once again, that will be our November production for Community Theater. Yeah. But the 50th anniversary extravaganza is really the big push. Want people to come out and just see just bits and pieces of what's been done over the years.
Let us introduce
things you
to
missed.
Us.
If you did not go, these would be things you missed.
Yeah, you can pick up the little pieces that maybe you didn't get to see before.
There'd be a lot of smiling in memory, I think.
That's true. Know, a few tears.
A few tears, yes.
Well, there will be. So.
Yeah.
Then in in the spring, then around February, we'll be bringing Rumors, which is a Neil Simon comedy. But then in later in the spring, we'll be bringing Annie.
Which is like, I think there's already people standing in line to audition for that.
Oh, yeah.
I bet. So,
but Rumors, I wanted to ask about that because not a lot of people recognize that.
Yeah, it's Neil Simon that didn't go on to be a big movie or, you know, did a lot
it's
of
still
hype.
Neil Simon.
It's Neil Simon.
Yeah.
And Neil Simon is always brilliant, so.
So that will be, those are the three, or the actual performance ones we've got, but Extravaganza, the big thing, too.
You betcha.
Again, cost a little more tickets, $25 for adults on the Friday evening one, and then $15 on Saturday.
Correct.
And once again, watch the website for when tickets become available. We'll be ready for that and get that information out. But it's, again, there's so many things I think logistically, thank you, Michelle, for putting Michelle Levi, by the way, coordinating a lot of this and selecting the scenes and things over the years and putting all that together. And then for all the people that are willing, like Mick and Kelly coming back, Mark coming back, because that's a commitment. You know, it does take some time to do that, but they were all a part of community theater at it.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a reunion for us, too. Yeah.
So let's run through some of the bits that the people will be able to see. And again, you're not going to see them all. I mean, it's not going to all be in one production. It's going to be two different productions and opportunities for you to see something at each one.
Well, on Friday, we have Don't Drink the Water, Barefoot in the Park, I Do, Godspell, Fantastics, Fiddler, Same Time Next Year, Two Sherlocks, Glass Menagerie, Bully, Miracle Worker, Don Q, and Gilligan's Island. Saturday, Plaza Suite, Fantastics, the best Christmas pageant ever, Aladdin, maybe Beauty and the Beast or Into the Woods. We're still deciding on those. Narnia, Spamalot, Pirates of Penzance, Last of Dragons, Frog and Toad, Matilda, Charlie, and Seussical. So that's a list. That's Seussical. A $25 and $15 list right there.
Yeah, the Seussical thing was, that's one of the more recent ones. Huge. You had a lot of people turn out for that.
Yeah.
I can see why that would be on the Saturday thing. So again, it sounds like a lot of fun for everybody. I know challenging, obviously. It'll be, again, trying to put it all together. That's just the logistical part is getting everybody organized. I think that's the big thing, too.
And we need to give a shout out to Keisha, who's doing a lot of the writing, the stuff that I'm going to be doing.
She's left the area already. She's out on the West Coast now, but she's still tied in with us.
Tied in. So I'm very grateful for writing this stuff.
Well, there we go. See, they've gone away, but never really.
That's right.
The definition of community theater, doesn't it? We never really go away.
And we're family. I mean, a lot of us have family together in the theater, but we're all family as we come together. So,
I brought something, and since I hope we have time,
sure.
This came from Susan, and her dad way back when. Did a poem about BCT, and I'm just going to do one verse.
Sure.
There is a disease called BCT. It's the best disease you could get. I got it several years ago, and I ain't got over it yet. And we expect to find a place for that whole poem because it's a beautiful piece of celebration of theater.
And my dad got into it because I went over and we were doing Never Too Late.
Mm-hmm.
And I just left the script on the table at my house and then came back. The next day he had it half memorized already. He was like, oh, I love this. He was going to be the lead in it. And he ended up being so.
You can't read it or hear it without having a big smile on your face.
That's right.
You just can't.
Once again, the extravaganza part is on the 12th of September, the 13th. You've got the evening production, 6 o'clock in the evening, I think, on the 12th, and 1 o'clock in the afternoon on the 13th. Watch for tickets for that because, we can only get so many people in there at one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bigger than some of your other venues.
But we've been known to stack a chair or two somewhere.
Well, no, we don't exceed our seating limits.
Oh, never.
No. Anyway, true. It'll be, again, the first one, kind of an hors d'oeuvre evening opportunity for people to meet some of the people that were part of community theater in the past. If you haven't seen them for a while.
Yeah, it'll be reunion of sorts.
And then same on Saturday, a little more of a party, though, a little more youth-oriented. But
birthday party.
Definitely plan to take in both if you wish.
Absolutely.
It'd be a great time to do that and get everything up to speed. Looking forward to it. I think it'll be a lot of fun. I think, again, kind of quite an undertaking coming in with going through and getting all these things together. I was going to ask quickly. I know, you know, we've got the little bits and things like that, but you're going to need she needs some stage hands, I'm guessing. A few things.
Always.
Is Michelle kind of directing the whole deal behind? Or?
She kind of put it all together.
Coordinating.
Yeah,
But we do need some people that'll be helping and things like that. So if they are interested in finding out, make contact. And, you know, maybe you did community theater 15 years ago and said,
come on back.
No, I want to come back and try a little bit
more.
You
bet.
So you've had a lot of people that have been around and done things. And
that's right. And don't forget Jekyll and Hyde auditions will be August 25 and 26th. And then we may do callbacks on the 27th.
Okay.
Just to make sure we've got the right guy.
All right. We're ready. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.